What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Carlene, with Strong with Carlene, helping you guys become stronger every day. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Feliz lunesito. Ojalá ya se tomaron su cafecito. What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are having such an amazing day. Guys, I live for Mondays. I'm super happy for Mondays. It's because it's like a huge reset, right? Like, I feel like Mondays are always like a reset button where you didn't function last week. You didn't meet your goals last Monday for the week. But then, you know what? You get a second chance today. You get another opportunity, right? Not a second chance, another opportunity. So for me, I live for Mondays. So I'm excited to see what this week brings. Damn, I can't even talk, girlfriend. I'm excited for what this week is going to bring. And I know it's a very busy one just because I already saw my planner and I already saw the clients I'll be having this week at the same time with Leia going to school. And guys, sometimes I'm just like, how the hell do I do this? You know, why am I so busy? But busy is good. I'm very productive. I did not get no break this week though. So I know for a fact this week is going to be it's going to be much better because Friday, my daughter gets picked up. I've been having Leia back to back for about 2 weeks now because her grandma got COVID, so she couldn't go see her dad that weekend. But you know what? I had the best time with her. But imagine you need a break. Like, my daughter is attached to me like 24/7 everywhere that I go. She even went to work with me, you know, so she's constantly by my side, which I'm cherishing every moment of it. But I'm also like, dude, I need my space. But anyways, guys, so I wanted to come on here and talk about how sometimes we let distractions get in the way of us progressing in life, right? And, you know, recently I caught myself, you know, getting distracted by something so simple that really actually did hurt me in the end, you know? And sometimes we don't notice that these distractions actually drain us and, you know, actually hurt us at the end, you know? So I'll give you guys an example. So recently, because I love spending time with my daughter, and because at nighttime, you know, I go to bed with her and then I tuck her in and then I put her to sleep and then I come to my room. So our thing is we love watching YouTube, or we like watching like mukbang. Did I say mukbangs? Mukbangs. And, you know, some ASMR. We like watching that stuff. But then she also likes watching TikTok reels, TikTok videos with me. So we started watching TikTok videos, right? And so I said, okay, Leia, you're going to be going to bed in 30 minutes. So let's go ahead and go to bed because you have school tomorrow, right? And so for me too, I was like, I'm only giving you 30 minutes because that's a little bit us time, you know, for us to bond and everything, because I want her to go to sleep at a certain time. And for me too, because I have to get my things ready for the next day. So girlfriend, tell me why we're watching TikToks and all of a sudden it wasn't 30 minutes anymore. It was an hour later. Girlfriend, when I tell you this, I was like, dude, I literally just set myself back from doing the things that I needed to do. I said, shit. So now my daughter is up still. She's not even in bed. She's watching these TikToks and I'm being distracted. I'm like, how is this possible? And I noticed that something so simple can literally distract you from something that you need to be doing. And so I noticed I kept doing that. So every night, like, let's go again. Okay, I'm like, okay, I won't go past anymore. So every night I took her and here we go. We're going to watch some TikToks or some ASMR YouTube videos and stuff like that. Girl, I said, only 15 minutes late and then we're going to go. You need to go to bed, okay? She's like, okay, mommy. Girlfriend, 2 hours later. What the heck? And I was like, dude, I didn't get to do what I needed to do. Oh my gosh. So now I'm in a bad mood because of the choice that I made, but because I'm blaming everything else. Like, dude, I never have enough time. And I kept blaming myself, right? I'm like, I don't have enough time for this. I don't have enough time for that. Like, what the heck? And I was getting upset. Now my mood was changing. Now I was giving out that ugly frequency. Well, I should have been putting that good positive energy, right? So before I was going to bed, I was already being upset. Well, girlfriend, how are you supposed to attract positive things in your life if you're going to bed upset and already complaining and whining about stuff, right? I said, oh, hell no. Like, I was upset. So I would notice that I would wake up a little bit upset too. And I was a little bit more tired because I need to go to sleep early because I do wake up earlier. And so just, you know, being distracted and taking me away from what I needed to focus on really, really started to hurt me. So one day, Leah and I were watching, same thing. So I'm watching some TikToks, and all of a sudden, I noticed we literally were watching it for, and I told her only 10 minutes, for 2 hours. I said, F this. I'm not going to go do this again. I'm not going to go through this again because I remember that because I stayed watching this for a long time, this and that. So I just kept thinking, I'm like, dude, this is not for me. Like, I thought something so simple, something that can be so simple, like actually hurt me, right? And we don't see this as humans. We always think that we don't have enough time, or at the same time, we complain about the things that we didn't get done. And we also hold ourselves back from certain situations. Like, you probably were watching TikTok too when you know you had to go to bed, so now you don't have enough rest in the morning, so now you're waking up even groggier, now you have mental fog, brain fog, because you didn't get the sleep that you needed, but because you were distracted last night watching some damn TikToks. Girl, when I tell you that I said, you know what, screw this shit, I'm not doing this again because it's fucking hurting me, so I deleted the app. I said, if I'm not using it for business purposes, I don't need to be watching those damn TikToks all day. I don't, unless I'm actually studying something or I'm learning something from TikTok. But I said, for right now, I do not need it because it's not doing anything for me. It's distracting me. And sure enough, I deleted the app and I started like analyzing everything, writing things down. And I noticed that I wasn't being as distracted. I was getting things done. All right, Leah, we're watching only YouTube a little bit. All right, cool, let's go. We're done. So things started working better. And that's the thing, guys, is that in life, we need to eliminate things that are distracting to us. Any type of negative distraction that you do have, you need to remove it in order for you to progress, in order for you to achieve the things that you need to. Because sometimes it can be a friend. Sometimes it can be TikTok. It can be something so simple that we don't even acknowledge that it is hurting us. Even boyfriends and girlfriends. When someone's a distraction, not letting you focus because, say, you guys fight a lot, or she's demanding time at this, she demands like all this attention at this time, but then you're not doing the things that you need to do and it's slowing you down. Like, you gotta let it go, or you gotta put a pause, or you gotta be disciplined with it. Like, no, girlfriend, I need to give you your time later on, but I need to focus on this, right? So that's the thing, guys. We ourselves hold ourselves back from achieving the things that we need to, because of the damn distractions that we allow in our life. So my advice to you this week, eliminate all the damn distractions in order for you to reach your damn goals. Eliminate that shit. Take off TikTok. If TikTok's one of them, take it off and remove it and don't think about it. Just focus on the things that you need to do. And trust me, you're not going to miss it. I'm going to tell you why you're not going to miss it. Because you're going to be so focused doing the things that you need to get done, that you're going to be like, shit, I'm on fire right now. You're going to be like, damn, I'm at the gym earlier. I got some sleep. I was able to read a book. Like, you'd be so surprised when you remove things that are distracting you. You become so fucking productive that you're like, you become smarter for some reason. You're like, dude, I already read like 3 books and this and that, you know? So use your time, your quality time, honestly, like, use it very effectively. Like, use it wisely. You'd be surprised of the amount of things that you get done. So this week, guys, eliminate the damn distractions. No time to feel sad. No time to feel mad. It's time to focus. It's time to live life. It's time to absorb all the beautiful energy around and just be thankful and grateful that we're here another day. So with that being said, guys, I'm excited to hear how your journey went and how your week went, eliminating your damn distractions and throwing those motherfuckers away in the trash. Because it's time to rise and it's time to grow. But most importantly, it's time to be stronger every day. You guys have an amazing Monday, guys. I love you all. Kick ass. Love you guys. Bye.